This small, single-nave chapel was built at the behest of Archpriest Don Francesco La Rocca to provide the local residents, who lived in the hamlets of Borello and Cacciatore during the olive harvest season, with a place to attend Mass. It was also accessible to the inhabitants of Tiberio and Buonanotte. Construction began in May 1694 at a site known as Portella di Santa Maria, located between Borello and Cacciatore, and the chapel was consecrated on November 9, 1700. In 1977, it underwent structural restoration. On the western interior wall, there is a fresco dated 1700, although La Rocca notes it was actually completed a year after the consecration, in 1701. The central panel's upper section depicts the Madonna of Mount Carmel, with the child and angels, symbolizing the divine realm. Below, in the earthly realm, are Saint Elijah, shown with a flaming sword and a prophecy, and Saint Simon Stock of the Carmelite Order, receiving the scapular. To the left is St. Francis of Assisi, and to the right, St. Philip Neri. The presence of Prophet Elijah and St. Simon Stock reflects the history of the Carmelite order, which originated in the places where Elijah lived. Elijah is considered the spiritual father of the order. The scapular devotion, central to the order, dates back to 1252, when the Virgin Mary is said to have appeared to St. Simon Stock. St. Francis of Assisi and St. Philip Neri symbolize poverty and humility, themes echoed in the chapel's dedication to Santa Maria dei Poveri, St. Mary of the Poor. St. Francis devoted his life to poverty and charity, caring for the poor and lepers. In the early 1600s, as Rome's population grew and poverty increased, St. Philip Neri, through his work with the Oratory, provided compassionate support and solidarity to the city's poor. The fresco was restored in 2020 by Professor Franco Fazio. Below is an excerpt from his report presented to the Cultural Heritage Assessor of San Mauro Castelverde. Condition before restoration. Prior to the restoration, the entire frescoed wall surface showed significant deterioration. Large areas of the original plaster and paint had detached or fallen away. Extensive cracking was evident, caused by structural issues such as ground subsidence and, notably, repeated seismic activity over the centuries. In the 1960s and 70s, major interventions were made to halt this damage by reinforcing the apse wall externally with reinforced concrete bases and a ring beam along the top. Inside, an iron tie rod was installed about a meter from the floor, passing through the wall. This intervention required the removal of a substantial portion of the lower decorative cycle, resulting in the loss of a significant section of paint on the right side near the figure of St. Philip Neri. Aesthetically, the painted surface was interrupted by numerous small and large gaps, as well as wide cracks. Previous repairs had been made crudely, filling these areas with mortar that overlapped the original paint. These rough plaster patches were left unpainted, preventing any visual continuity and giving the fresco a fragmented appearance with uneven coloration. Additionally, the entire surface suffered from whitening caused by salt efflorescence. Restoration work. The restoration was divided into two main phases. A. Conservation. This involved stabilizing and consolidating the original materials using hydraulic lime injections and acrylic resins. B. Aesthetic. The painted surface was carefully cleaned, starting with the removal of old, coarse mortar patches and freeing up original color areas. Salt efflorescence was gently removed using a basic solvent, supported by paper pulp, which helped clarify the colors. The cracks and gaps were filled, with small losses retouched in watercolor to match the original tones. Larger voids were filled with mortar similar to the original, shaped to avoid visual disruption when viewed as a whole. Thanks to these meticulous efforts, the fresco's beauty and historical significance have been preserved for future generations to appreciate.